This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers. One love.
There. Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency.
Finance.
A Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Steve, you said at practice yesterday that Sean was there.
Sean Pede
was available.
Sean Pede was there with family.
Was he available for any sort of interviews or anything?
Sean Pede is not. No, he keeps a low profile.
Low profile.
Very appealing.
Very appealing. Guess what else he's doing? Finance, yep. Currency. That's what they're doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible the job that he has, the availability to go down and check out the Huskers. Kerry, we all know how important it is that was talked about by the head coach and by the governor, the importance of the Pede family.
Oh, yes.
And then also at the same time, well, how about this one? We'll also put you to work at our incredible company and things go really well for you. Do you enjoy 7 weeks off every year?
Seems
that'd be nice.
I've never even had it. So.
Never. Like right now, if you get a week off, it's like, wow, that's really nice.
A couple days would be nice.
Yeah, a couple days would be nice. They handle it 7 weeks.
Wow.
Where you're working in
quality of life.
Quality of life is what matters.
It's pretty high.
Quality of life. Thank you. Currency. Go.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Check it out today. It is time for a Wild Card Wednesday on Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Right? Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
You need any sort of remodel, kitchen, whole house remodel, bathroom. Just one place to call. Dinert. Call Randy and the team at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
I was texting with my good friend Travis last night, and he set up at Ruhlman's. And he sent me a text that I can't unsee. It's just a visual like that in my head. Like that. He goes, I just wonder if Randy would carry Phil Ruhlman around the parking lot over his head. And that would be an incredible, imagine that for a publicity stunt. All of a sudden we get there the night before the game.
Phil
is getting carried around the parking lot.
By Randy.
Randy Diner is carrying him around.
I don't know if Phil wants that.
I don't know either, but be quiet. But again, I can't see it now.
I can't either.
And right now I can just see Randy Stout. And Phil would be smiling as they carried him around. Inventor of Gallup. And the inventor of Ruhlman's.
Phil says, I'm in.
On YouTube.
He's got such an open mind.
He's open mind. That's what he does.
Let's do it, Randy.
Thank you.
Phil is aging gracefully.
Yes, he is.
He's got an open mind.
He'd
let a grown man lift him over his head
and carry him around the parking lot as people entered for the event.
Come on, think this out, Phil.
I am Ruhlman.
Are you sure?
Oh, that would be so good. Oh, anyway,
like that vision.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Right. That's okay.
Wildcard Wednesday.
Such a simple one.
Okay.
Such a simple one. And this, Jake, lock in for a second
here.
And Steve will already be. This is kind of for everyone like that. Simple headline. We don't deserve dogs. We don't deserve them.
Oh, God.
They're better than us. They're better than us. They're better than humans. Dogs are incredible. Just thinking of it, it's just endless. It probably comes up a little bit with the injury to Sugar that's going on right now. But you just think about the dogs. When you enter the house every time, happy to see you. Can't wait to see you.
You wouldn't believe it.
You wouldn't believe it.
Nobody's happy to see me except Bullet.
Nobody's happy to see you. Same thing with me. Think about this one. How many times have you, and Sugar has two. She has one where it's like, okay, I'm home or Laura's home. There's a whole different deal. Or the excitement of someone new. She has a different greeting for someone. Okay, this is someone new, but I'm excited. Glad that you're here. Welcome. Have you ever got this one from Bullet? Hang on a second. Not right now. Just every time you walked into a house or someplace someone goes, hang on, not right. Just give me a second here. Nope. Not with dogs. Not with dogs. There's never like, hey, just give me a second here. I'm doing a couple things.
No.
They go nuts.
No.
It's only
when he's been ill. That's the only thing.
Ill like that. Yeah. So like I said, when's the last time they got excited about this one? Just driving, this would brought it to my head, just seeing the dog with his head out the window.
Oh, they're so happy.
They're smiling.
Look at the smile.
The smile. They're grinning, and they look at you when you pull up beside them.
Beautiful.
And they look at you like, this is unbelievable. Can you imagine if all of a sudden, we're driving down and see Jake's head out the window? Can you imagine?
Smiling.
Just, can you see him?
They're smiling.
Jake, they smile. I
see the dog
smile.
You never see this one from a dog out the window.
No,
they're,
you don't.
The tongue's out.
Their tongue's out. They're like
generally tongue out.
They're just like, this is incredible. It's Xanadu for the dog. Oh, it's so good like that. Also, 100%, they know if you're sick. They know if you're down. They know if you're down. They know if you're sick.
It's unbelievable.
There's been a time I was sick. I just got to be on the couch. And I woke up on the couch, and Sugar is laid right next to me, head on me.
Yep.
Just right there. I know. Something's wrong. They have the sixth sense.
That's a strange thing about
a dog. How about as a parent all of a sudden like that? Okay, we've got a dog. Now we've got a newborn. They know a newborn immediately.
They do.
They know the situation. They guard the newborn.
Strange.
Never like, what is this? They guard him like their life depends on it. Ah, and all they want is one thing. They just want to be with you. That's it. They just want you home. They just want your time. They want to be Sugar's in the same room at all times. The number of times when someone, you're going to hear this, Bill dislocated his elbow today. He probably won't be there today. It's because I fell over Sugar because she'll lay right behind me. If I go to the sink, all of a sudden you just hear a thump right behind her. She just slides down right behind you like that. Just kind of, she just wants to be immediately around. She follows Laura around. She follows everyone around. Just to be part of it. You just don't deserve it.
You know what I love too? It's very simple. When you see a dog on a walk with a human, they're always smiling.
Oh, God.
Dogs always happy to be outside.
Here's the one that Sugar does too. Looks back and smiles though.
Right.
You get this
Bullet too.
Turn.
Just barely turns his head.
Just kind of turns, kind of looks at you. Kind of like, first they kind of like checking if I'm still there. Yeah, I'm still here. But the smile on their face is like, this is incredible.
I'm sure my neighbors
think I'm the best day of my life.
It is.
I'm sure the neighbors think I'm crazy.
And also,
because when Bullet's walking, he's smiling, and I'm laughing.
Look at Bullet laughing. Look at you. You're grinning, too, the whole time.
Then I think, okay, I'm outside. I got to be careful.
People are looking at me a little odd like that. People are watching
you. And the fun, like, when you get to say like that, I love this one like that, because she'll tilt her head. You want to go for a walk?
Oh,
and the head tilt.
You want to go for it.
For a walk. And the you want to go for starts it. Yeah. We have to. She now knows how to spell walk, because sometimes we'll say, should we do a WALK?
Oh, yeah, that's trouble.
And they run right over there and right to where their collar's at and where their leash is at.
Beautiful thing.
And they're just waiting for it. And then the next thing, if you just throw a ball, is there any chance that you might throw a ball? Because that would be incredible if you could throw this red ball and I could chase this thing. And if you're a dog person, get one. Get to the Humane Society. There's so many great dogs there.
They're out there.
Get to the Humane Society and get one. The next caveat is, if you're not a dog person, don't.
Oh.
Don't do it. Don't do it. If lives collide and you don't have time and you can't ever be with them, then don't do it. Because they deserve some available time.
Nothing hurts you more than a than a dog that's not cared for.
That's not cared for. And sometimes they're just, I'm not a dog person, or I don't have the time for it.
Right, 100%.
But we don't deserve them. They're so incredible.
The other day when I thought I saw Lori's car coming, and all I said under my breath was, God dang, I think Mom's coming home. And he heard it. He's like, he turned back. I had to explain to him, no, I was wrong. It's not her car. Right. But
hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hard to tell confusion. A dog at that time.
Right.
That's the hard part that they don't understand.
No.
Like,
it's hard confusion.
You don't get to tell them things. Like an injury, you don't get to tell them, hey, you're going to have surgery. No. They don't know what's coming.
No, that's the hard part. They
Sugar don't also does this one. Does Bullet do this one? She tells me where she wants to walk that day. So we just start walking, and sometimes I go, let's go this way. And she's like, nope. And she just locks
Definitely.
Up. She locks up and just goes. And so I just go, she does the walk, and she tells me. And
yep.
then when she lays down, she's like, that's it. It's time to go back. I've had enough of this heat. I'm a polar bear in heat.
Yep. You guys understand because I've sent you pictures. What Bullet now does, he runs to Hartley. And sometimes it's open, sometimes it's not. It's really hard. He'll run over there, and the gate's closed, and it's locked.
Uh-oh.
And I got to – you can't explain
it. It's hard to say, okay, let's just go over this real quick.
Right.
No, they don't know.
No, they don't. He just looks at me like, well, are we going in or not? We got to just walk somewhere
else. This time.
Yeah, not this time.
Anything the text line.
Yeah, we got some response. Bird in Columbus says, I love dogs so much more than people.
You got to be careful with that.
But it's kind of true, though. It's kind of true.
No, it is.
I've never had a dog trying to run a Ponzi scheme or something, you know. I've seen that happen. They just want a treat.
Sanderson says, our son woke up with the stomach flu this morning. Our dog, Sheena, has not left the side of his bed yet.
See,
just laying down, kind of mopey.
Yeah, they know.
See, they're very interesting that way.
They know. Believer's dog is under his desk right now, hanging with him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I love when I go into some places for work, into like a business, and then they have a dog there.
Yeah.
Like, no, dog stays right here. Comes with me every day. Yep. Loves it.
Yep.
This is where
it
hangs out at.
Texter says, I am a UPS driver. The dogs in my route make my day. People, not so much.
See?
Dogs
Thank
are
you.
Amazing. They're always excited to see me, and I love the treats.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Sugar, this is our other one, too. So, we haven't got set up in the new house. The old house, the male person, or both of them like that, had treats for Sugar.
Really?
So when she would see the mail truck from blocks away, she would just go sled dog. And she would just pull me to get there and get the treat. And Sugar would get in the mail truck. Sorry about this. This happened, postal office. I know that. Sugar would get in the mail truck. So Sugar would be in the mail truck. And she'd get her one treat, and then she was good. Now we see the mail truck here. We're not set up. And Cher's like, all right, let's dance. And the guy's like, I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are.
No.
It's sad.
Not the same.
And then she's trying. It's same as the Hartley fence.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
You can't explain it.
Can't explain it. It's hard.
Can't explain it to Cher.
Yeah. Last one's from Ben says, ever been hacked by a dog?
Nope.
Dogs never are
been,
better.
No, I've been hacked. Is there someone sitting there right now trying to talk you into, hey, you haven't paid your tolls? Nope. Haven't ever been hacked by it. Not one time.
Dogs don't hack you.
No.
The headline one more time, Bill, please.
We don't deserve dogs.
That's simple. A simple wild card Wednesday.
I think you're right about
on Bill's
that.
We don't deserve them.
Thank you for that. Thanks.
That was beautiful. We could do that every day.
We could do it every day. We could talk about sugar and bullets.
Literally
every
day.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels, two bagels and Joe. The record is 1-1 so far through two games. You won yesterday, lost Monday.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Today's topic, Wild Card Wednesday, is we're back in school, so we got our geography caps back on. Oh, yeah.
About that. That's not good.
Yeah.
Our geography cap. Oh, that's not good.
I don't have a geography.
I don't have
You
one.
Have it on.
I see it. I don't even know.
Bordering.
Don't ask me a continent. Do not ask me a continent.
I don't even know the difference.
I don't.
We'll keep it in the USA. Bordering states in the USA.
Okay. You've been around. Bill, you've been around. I've been around.
Okay.
Frankly.
All right.
States that border each other. Oh,
We've both been around.
We've been around a little bit. We're going to get into the Pacific. We're going to get into the Northeast. We'll end up in the Vermont area. We're going to struggle.
Hey, we'll see how we do today. If you think you know your bordering states, call us at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Do you think you know your bordering states
in
the USA?
I like this game, though.
I do, too. I like that it's not worldwide.
Yes. Yeah, we're not doing
the
continents.
Worst. Yes.
Just America. USA.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Carl. Carl, how do you feel about bordering states in this country?
We'll see. I don't know.
Okay.
Carl, thanks for calling.
Not the most confident.
Let it play out.
Let it play out, Carl.
All right, Bill's a lifeline for SIP for one question as always. Carl, first question to you. What state is directly west of Ohio?
Indiana.
Indiana is the guess, and that is...
Brilliant!
Correct. Indiana.
I felt pretty good about it, but I'm not going to say it was a lock.
1-0
lead. There's just very few choices there, right?
True. Okay, for the tie, SIP, first question. What state is directly south of Virginia?
Oh, I think we know that. I got that.
Take it.
North Carolina.
Brilliant!
Felt good about that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, geography. Your cap is okay, on. Properly cap. Fitted.
Well, Jake did this, too. Jake did cap. he did the signal for cap.
I did the motion for it.
Yes.
He did.
Carl,
all right,
back
so
to you.
1-1.
For the lead, Carl, last question. The northern border of Massachusetts touches Vermont and what other state?
Okay. Say it again.
The northern border of Massachusetts touches Vermont and what other state?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is the guess. New Hampshire.
Brilliant!
I don't know.
I would have gotten that.
We're in a pickle here now. We got to answer.
Well, you have, Bill.
Yeah, we have.
That may not help, but let's go.
Come on. All right, this is for the tie.
Come on.
What state is directly east of Arizona?
I think pretty simple to me.
Hold on. Just let me think it out.
We can converse.
Look, think in your head of your map of the country.
East of Arizona?
East of Arizona. Look at Bill.
It's got to be that, right?
Okay, no. Maybe. It's,
oh, no.
Yeah, just go there.
That's
right.
I think it's New Mexico.
Thank you,
brilliant!
Woo! A state that Bill has coached in, New Mexico.
Yeah. And Arizona, Northern Arizona.
And all those states.
Yes.
All right, this will go to Carl.
That's obvious.
This goes to Carl. You guys go over
right,
under.
We should win this.
This answer. Carl, I did this research last night to confirm.
Jake bragging on himself.
Specifically. Tiebreaker. This is... How many miles is it from our studio here at 1040 O Street to Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, where Nebraska will play football next Thursday, or in two Thursdays?
No map quest.
Yeah, and I want this to the first decimal,
like,
by the way.
2.5 hours, Kansas City. I'm going to guess 145 miles.
Over under 145 miles from the ticket to Arrowhead Stadium.
We're going
to
go over.
Brilliant!
We said 162.
The answer is 208.7 miles from to Arrowhead.
That's right, we won. I don't care.
We won.
Carl?
Carl, you were remarkable. He was fast.
Good
opponent. We struggled with New Mexico. We had to think through it. We had to converse.
I shouldn't have. We shouldn't. You got it. I mean,
the only reason it really resonated with me, when Arizona State was ranked like 12th, we took a bus from New Mexico State there and just beat the crap out of them.
Really?
Went to Tempe Stadium, wherever it is, Sun Devil Stadium, and just beat the living crap out of them. And then we bussed home, and that's when people had. They tore down the goalpost at New Mexico State. The game wasn't there. They tore the goalpost down in the stadium after the game.
I understand that, though. Carl,
that's awesome.
Thanks for calling. Try again on the road. Nice try.
All right, thank you.
Carl's gone.
Thank you for listening, Carl.
Try again.
Yeah, try again on the road.
Also, can I say this real quick? With the seed thing yesterday, the speaking, must have had 20 people.
Breakers?
That were breakers.
Good.
From all across the state.
I hope
thank
for
you.
Some Lincoln people.
Yes. No, there wasn't. There wasn't.
We just can't. Never
we can't break into Lincoln.
Can't penetrate
what
Lincoln.
What can we do? What can we do to try to help us, breakers? Send us stuff. And what do we do? Is it billboards? Is it? How do we get people to listen in Lincoln?
God dang.
We got the other part of the state figured out.
We got the other part of the world
We have 12, usually 12 countries in 50 states.
Got a guy
states.
In Thailand every day listening in Panama. Not Panama, Nebraska, but Panama, the country.
I feel good about that win. Good job.
Nice job.
That
geography caps, we're on.
2-1. We're doing better.
You are. When we come back, Sean Callahan next, an early break on the ticket.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
Everyone is welcome at the Big Table on Tuesday, October 21st. All across Central Ohio, people will join together to discuss important topics affecting our region. Don't miss your chance to be part of this community-wide day of inspiring conversations. Visit columbusfoundation.org to learn more about how you can participate. Together, we can inspire a culture of connection and kindness, one conversation at a time.
Oh, I can't wait to meet her! Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Oh, yeah! It's bold Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a